under new business, which is Sunday alcohol sales. And I'm going to ask Councilmember Martin to take this one.
All right. So I just wanted to get the conversation going in the room and see what others have to say on the subject. I know we've had people reach out to all of us, and we've had several visitors come to our council meetings who have been in favor of changing the ordinance that we have in place today. Ironically, the ordinance we have in place today was passed and signed 63 years ago to the day today.
Wow.
It's just strange to me, but and ironic. My personal thought is that it's time we unravel this that was voted upon 6+ decades ago. We need to allow our local businesses the freedom to conduct business on Sunday the same as they do, the same as they would the other 6 days of the week. Around 2 years ago, our local distilleries in the county came together and they were successful in asking for a change. They can now serve by the drink, do tastings, and even sell their products by the bottle from 1 to 6 p.m. I've spoken to Peg Hayes, Sheriff Tyler DeArmond, Chief Sumner, and they have not seen an uptick in alcohol-involved crimes since this change. So there's just not been anything like that. Regardless of our personal opinions, there is nothing we can do to stop people from drinking on Sundays. People who want to drink on Sundays know the process. Either you stock up on Saturday night, or you make the run to Oak Grove on Sunday. And while I love Mayor Jarvis and the city of Oak Grove, I think it's time to see a change. This, to me, is about nothing more than the freedom to choose. And that's pretty much all I've got to say about it. And would love to hear what you all have, your thoughts.
What are your thoughts?
Why you
have at it.
Any comments?
I got a question.
Yes,
Councilmember Francis. What is the process in case you do change it?
What we would need to, if we want to change this current ordinance, what we would need to do is amend the ordinance. So we would need to forward that to City Council to amend the current ordinance. So the current ordinance that, as Councilmember Martin mentioned, was 60, how many years ago?
63
years ago.
1959.
So we would need to amend that 63-year-old ordinance. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that the council is in favor of doing, we could do it. It's just everybody's, you know, thoughts and feelings. Yes, go ahead.
So, and I'm going to kind of direct this question more, I guess, at Robert and Doug, because at the end of the day, we're going to vote on it. We're going to kind of tell them what they want, and they're going to put it together for us. They're going to do the heavy lifting. What kind of a time frame would y'all practically, I want to, you know, we can sit here and go, hey, we want to do this at the next meeting. Is that something that we're comfortable, Doug, on the ordinance side, and I know Robert on the finance office side, licensing, I know there's a lot of state regulations. I made a phone call to Robert several weeks ago, not knowing this was going to, before this was on the agenda, and I said, hey, man, this thing's rolling like a freight train. I want to get in front of it. Give me a little education. While I was on the phone, he goes, well, let me check out the KRS, and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell you in a hurry. This thing's big. So, you know, it's a wordy KRS. I just want to be sure that the folks we're going to task with getting these changes, if we said, let's look at this, I think maybe the 1st of June, if we were to forward this to a council meeting by the 1st of June, is that a practical time frame for the changes y'all would have
to make? I think that's doable, and if it's not, we can report back to council that there are issues that we've run into, but I don't see a problem.
No, I was going to say the 1st of May would not give us enough time, but by the 1st of June, I think so. And while I've got the microphone, I'm going to ask you to give us guidance on two other issues: Election Day sales and Christmas Day sales. Those are both prohibited in the ordinance. It used to be statewide prohibition on Election Day sales. That was changed probably about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, where now the state allows it, and unless the city's specific ordinance states it's prohibited, then it is allowed. Our ordinance specifically states it is prohibited as long with Christmas Day sales. So if we're going to address Sunday sales, let's get those two things on the floor too and discuss them.
Me personally, having run for office and also voted for other folks, somebody may need a drink on Election Day. So I'm good with that.
Us.
And, you know, as far as in my, while it's on the table, as far as Christmas goes, for me, I mean, it's at the end of the day, the retailers are going to regulate this. They're not going to open their store up at times that people aren't shopping. They're not going to carry that overhead. I mean, business is going to dictate. That's why certain businesses have certain hours. They know when their customer base is coming. One of the important things, as Travis said, he reached out to several folks. I kind of did the same. I talked to several of our smaller restaurant, our locally owned restaurant owners that this might affect, and some of our smaller locally owned package store owners. I think ultimately the one thing I kept hearing over and over is, you know, we have the Sunday liquor by the drink ordinance now. They would like to see that time backed up to 11 a.m. because a lot of them want to do a Sunday brunch, which ultimately starts at 11. Conversation today with, and I'm not going to name the restaurant, however, I will say they are currently not open on Sundays. Really don't have any plans to because it's locally owned and operated. They're there. They don't want to work 7 days a week, basically. However, they would ask if we could make some sort of a change, like where we have that, I think it's $300, correct me if I'm wrong, it's $300 for your Sunday liquor by the drink for your restaurants that qualify. If we could put some kind of provision that says they can buy maybe a one-time, a year, two-time, or by-the-day type license. So if they do want to be open, where they're not normally open, but they do want to be open for that special occasion, the Sunday brunch for Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever, what have you, you know, throw $25 at us, get that special thing for that day. We have some other, I know, special liquor sales licenses that are available. There was a question. I don't know if we can do that or not. Throwing that to you.
The state requires a Sunday retail drink license, and it does not allow just a specific one or two Sundays. So they would have to buy an annual license, Sunday drink license from the state.
All or none.
And then ours, we can regulate whatever fee we want to charge. We can charge less than $300. I wouldn't issue a one or two special Sunday if you wanted to lower that. But the more expensive part is going to be on the state level for them.
Okay.
Amy.
Yes.
In regards to amending or adjusting our license fees, I am not for that at all. Because as a city, we have a responsibility to create revenue. Now, amending our ordinance to help our businesses, that is great. But I think that businesses that sell alcohol, they're going to have to meet us halfway. They have to meet us halfway. And us meeting them halfway is us supporting, you know, I don't know all who's supporting of this, but we are supporting this, considering even changing it, amending it. But in regards to the license fees, it has to stay the same.
Yep.
Because they're gonna make some more money, and so they should be able to afford it now.
Yes, Councilmember, go ahead.
So one of the things, and I'm not a big drinker, so I don't really have a dog in this fight, but I do want to be sure if we do amend the ordinance, that we put everyone on a level playing field. In other words, that's minute markets, that's restaurants, other places, package stores, everybody or nobody.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That's a good idea.
Any other questions? Yes, Councilmember Bell.
Well, Councilmember was saying, like, would it be a higher fee, what they already pay, like on Sunday, would it be a separate license fee where it will be more revenue coming in? I mean, it might be much, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the fee like that?
I am going to ask Doug to help me research this, but I cannot find anywhere in the state licensing provisions. They do require a special Sunday retail drink license. However, I cannot find anywhere that the state requires any type of state licenses for package stores, anything else, you know, grocery stores, to have a special Sunday. They're not prohibited from selling on Sunday. The only Sunday license I can find is a Sunday drink license. Don't ask me why. That's the state. But I will ask Doug to help verify that. But from what I can find, I cannot find, because I was surprised too. I thought they would have a Sunday package store license, and I can't find one.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it sounds like the majority of us are okay with the issue. I'd like to make a motion. We forward an ordinance amendment to council that will allow Sunday sales in the city limits by both the drink and also package stores to allow businesses with an alcohol license to operate on Sundays as they would the other 6 days of the week.
So moved.
Are you putting
a... Oh, you in motion?
Yeah, you may want to add on there that's the motion, correct? You may want to add to your motion that it, like, for planning for June council meeting or something, a time, do we want a time frame on there or not? I don't know.
Next available.
Just next available. Next available city council meeting.
You bring it when we're ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So we do have a motion by Councilmember Martin. Was that a second, or do you have a question?
I got a question first.
Question. Go ahead.
Councilman Martin, do you want to amend your motion to move that up to the 11 a.m. that Councilmember Kiel was talking about?
Is that what you... Yeah, that's fine.
You don't have to make a motion to amend it.
Hold on. We got to make sure our motion is correct, because we have to go back to what Robert brought up, which is also Christmas Day and Election Day. Would you like to include those in your motion?
Yes.
Okay, so the
starting
motion.
Starting 11 a.m. on Sunday.
If I may.
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
When we did amendment to the alcohol license years ago, it was a heated topic.
I remember. I wasn't here, but I remember.
Sure, yeah. And one of the things that was susceptible for people to accept possibly passing was to be able to drink in restaurants that serve food. And, of course, there were a lot of innuendos, as the gentleman has brought up, about the DUIs, crime, all these other things that may occur, which obviously never has arisen. For the most part, not saying that we haven't had some issues, but still, not to the extent that it was portrayed. A lot of the people that showed up were your churches.
Sure.
And I'm going to tell you, probably changing the time might be an issue, because that's church service. Christmas, Christ's birthday, another issue. I'm just letting you know. Those two things out of 365 days of the year is minimal to leave where they are. Elections, the reason there were never elections, I mean, no alcohol for elections, was simply just due to the fact they did not want people being able to use alcohol to get people to vote.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That was an issue. People who drink, they would actually buy them liquor so that they would go and vote. That's one of the things that was entailed as far as not allowing that to happen. On top of the fact, they didn't want people coming in voting, reeking or intoxicated voting. And those are just some of the things that we need to take in consideration. And that's more of a morality thing than anything else. I don't have a problem. Of course, as an educator, yes, I drink. I deal with kids. No, I'm just teasing. but seriously, I will say that the time, Christmas, and even if it was election, you're talking three times out of the year.
Right.
Well, I say twice, excuse me. Three times for elections, Christmas. And Easter. That's why I said three times. And as far as the time, probably keep the time the way it is. For the most part, unless you change only for the restaurants who serve food in that respect. But I'm just telling you, that was a big deal with the churches.
Just
something to consider.
Councilmember Keel and then Councilmember Bell.
The issues... I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said at all, and I understand believe me, understand that side of it. The issue is, I think our current Sunday ordinance is 1 o'clock, not noon, but one. So what we have done basically to all of our restaurant industry is we have cut their legs out from under them from a business standpoint of having the brunch. And quite honestly, I'm just going to say I'm a football fan. You know, you go to beat
that's
up.
That's why I said the restaurants
and so ultimately, I think your package stores are going to regulate themselves. They're not, like I said, they're not going to be open. I understand what you're saying about the morality issues. However, I'm not going to sit up here and have previously voted against COVID protocols to say I know what's best for you health-wise, or to say I don't, you know, let you make your decision there. But when it comes to this, I do not like sitting here legislating morality. And that is honestly what we're doing by taking that into consideration. And I'm trying to choose my words very carefully. I understand the church's standpoints, all the different churches. However, there are several faiths that celebrate their day on Saturday. So we're already picking and choosing which faith we are going to legislate morality for. Because the Jewish community, I do believe, celebrates on Saturday. Catholic Orthodox, yes, I did a little research on this too. They celebrate on Saturday, Seventh-day Adventist Saturday. So when we're talking about picking and choosing and legislating morality, we can take that as far down the line if we want to. So I say this to my opinion on that is this. If your preacher's doing a good job, you're going to be in church, not at B-dubs at brunch, if that's the opinion. I mean, I don't want to start picking and choosing between how we look at different faiths and what they
It's the freedom think. To choose.
We are giving people the freedom to decide to do what they want to do. We're going to say 11 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. That I'm good with it, because then we're being business friendly. We're actually adding probably some good timing for some businesses that, quite honestly, talk to your folks in the restaurant business, even your big chains, man, they're struggling right now. Your chain restaurants are struggling, so I promise you, your locally owned guys, they need all the help we can give them. This is another avenue if they choose to take it. We're not telling them they have to do it. We're not telling them they have to be open. We're saying, if you want to be, we will support you. And quite honestly, I feel like some of these, their best timing for Sundays is going to be that brunch period, 11 to 1, based on the conversations I've had. That's where I'm at. You know, I would prefer to see that time move to 11.
And that's my point.
To be fair to our business owners.
My point was to just bring it to your attention. So that everybody's in here is aware.
Yeah.
All right, so going back to your, what would you like your motion to be? So I want you to rephrase a
little
bit.
Amend it to 11 a.m. on Sundays. And what do we do about it?
What are you thinking about Christmas
and Election Day?
Election Day.
I'm open.
Does anyone feel really strongly? Oh, I forgot your comment. I'm sorry. Councilmember Bell, what did you want
to
say?
I just want to say that this is one of the worst things I've ever had to vote on. It almost gave me an ulcer. And I probably won't be voting for it tonight. Not to say that I'm not going to vote for it when we decide to do this. But I won't be voting for it tonight.
Thank you. I would like to just say really quickly before we go back to your motion, I don't drink at all. Like, I'm not a drinker. I don't drink at all. But I do appreciate what Travis said about having the freedom to choose. I think that there's something about allowing people to do what they want to do. I don't feel it's my role to dictate what people can and cannot do on a Sunday. And so I will choose to not do it but that doesn't mean that other people should be prohibited because of my own personal beliefs. So that's you know, just kind of going back to where you're feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way. But I just wanted you to hear it from me. That's kind of my gut feeling, is that I don't want to take away someone's choice. I'm going to choose my beliefs, and other people can choose however they choose to believe. So that's kind of my feeling. All right, now going back. Yes, I'm sorry. Councilmember West.
I'm sorry. Know we're pondering.
Yes,
we're pondering.
We're pondering.
We are.
One thing that I do want to say, Councilman Brooks, I do appreciate you bringing us up to par with the past history, because it does matter. In regards to the rephrasing, I am for allowing Christmas Day sales. However, I am not for Election Day. And the reason being is because we may not feel that we don't want to be responsible for making more decisions. And I'm just using your words, no dig. But we do have a responsibility as legislators to protect the process. And I think I don't know if we can do this, Robert, or if the motion would want to be adjusted to this, but I think we need to leave Election Day as is, because we have a responsibility to protect that process. This is America. We are the best country in the world. But we have democracy because we have put things in place to protect that process. And I think as a smaller municipality, true enough, you know, we've seen things change, because here we are today because things have changed. But I think that we should be diligent about ensuring that our Election Day process goes okay. And I just think this is one way, even though people have the freedom to drink and they can do whatever they want to, even if we did still have this in place. But I think we just need to let Election Day stay where there's no alcohol sales. That's my take.
Let me throw this out. Quick compromise on that. What time's polls close? 6, 7?
6 p.m.
6. Why don't we just say Election Day? Until sales prohibited until
that's currently
the way it is. I hadn't really read the Election Day side of it. So I mean, polls close, keep it the way that I can live with that.
Okay. Any other comments? I'm sorry, Terry, I didn't see you.
I'm kind of the opposite. I don't really care about Election Day, but I do care about Christmas Day. So I don't know if that would be a deal breaker for me.
Well, then we can just keep those two
as is.
I feel like it's going to be closed anyway.
I think most places would be closed.
Yeah. So just amend the motion to include alcohol sales starting at 11 a.m. on Sundays, and to include any Election Day and Christmas Day.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second by Councilmember Keel. Any questions on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
We have one opposition. That motion passes. Thank you.